VOA News. The Israeli army has come to the rescue of a besieged Syrian aid organization. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi described the rescue as a humanitarian gesture to the Syrian people and the international community. The evacuees entered Israeli-controlled territory on the Golan Heights. Hanegbi told Israel Radio that from there they were taken to neighboring Jordan. Describing the White Helmets as good people, he said they will be resettled in Western countries. Those include Britain, Germany, and Canada, but notably absent from the list is the U.S.
A powerful bomb exploded near Kabul's international airport Sunday, killing at least 16 people and wounding 60 others. The suicide bomber attacked just minutes after First Vice President Abdul Rahid Dostum returned home from a year-long exile. The Islamic State, through its Amaq news agency, claimed responsibility for the bombing. It said the attack targeted the crowd welcoming Dostum. He was not hurt. Both local and international rights defenders accused Dostum of war crimes against members of the Taliban after a U.S.-led military invasion of Afghanistan ousted the Islamist group from power in Kabul. And police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate while wounding the candidate himself and three other people. The elections in Pakistan are scheduled for Wednesday. This is VOA News. Afghanistan hosted a new